Well, good morning, everyone. We finally made it to Friday here. October live cattle up 217 yesterday at 221.37.5. That was an upside reversal day. Box beef choice down 63 cents at 362.87. Select down a buck 82, 348.75. Volume 124 loads. Thursday, week to date here, 478 loads. Choice select spread at $14.12. That feeder and cattle index was down $2.40 to 350.72. Daily average of 345.22 on 1,607 head. Watch that daily average, folks. Sale Reno 337 and Bassett was 371. The trend is down, and Wednesday made it official again. August live cattle broke Monday's 219.82.5 low, which keeps sellers in full control of the market here. I'm watching now is 224.67, which was Tuesday's high, and that's the first line the bulls got to take back, even to pause this slide. Below it, every bounce is just a bounce, and lower prices shouldn't surprise anybody. Above it, we can start talking about this leg down being finished. But don't confuse a pause with fixing. The line that changes the story is 243, the June 22nd high. Until this market trades through that, the entire break from 243 is the trend, and rallies are for selling and hedging, not believing. Now the part nobody wants to hear. Step back to the weekly and monthly charts, and there's a combination forming that I take seriously. Momentum rolling over on a major scale. The November to May uptrend broken, and bullish sentiment has got to stretch as anything as we've seen since the late 90s. Everybody was on one side of the boat in the May highs, and the market has spent the last month reminding us what happens next. Here's the specific trigger. The month-end close below 217.82 would confirm the same kind of technical warning that showed up at the 2014 top. And those of us who fed cattle through 2015 and 2016 remember exactly what followed. I'm not predicting that. I'm telling you the chart is asking the question, and July's close is a week away. This is why we've been building floors and why the professional money has spent all week buying October, December, and April puts inside. If you've got unpriced cattle for fall or winter and no protection underneath them, you're making a bet against the biggest players in this market that are actively paying to avoid. Strength back above 224.67 is where the hedges can get lightened, not where you get brave. And today's cattle and feed report can move this market in a hurry. Get your protection conversation done. There's no LRPs today. Thursday slaughter estimate was 108,000 head versus 109,000 head last week after revising Wednesday of 3,000 to 98,000 head. The week-to-date total stands at 411,000 head versus 433,000 head last week. 22,000 head below last week's pace. This week is tracking towards 503,000 head. Industry estimates remain in that 520 to 530,000 head range, so we're running well below even that. Kill cuts this week are real and sustained. The reduction reflects poor beef movement, but also an increase in beef imports, not just lean grind from South America, but middle meats from other cattle feeding nations as well. And the strong U.S. dollar isn't helping. The nearby dollar index is around 101.31, significantly above the May low of 97.47. A higher dollar encourages imports and tends to discourage exports. Both directions work against the domestic beef complex right now. Thursday morning, choice cut out up 72 cents, select up 216. We've seen all week, didn't hold, but by the close, choice down 63 cents, select down a buck 82. That Monday through Thursday average has choice down 646 at 365.85 and select down 636 at 354.75. Week-to-date volume is 365 loads versus 401 loads last week. Even with this week's slaughter reduction, there's no better news coming out of the beef complex. The weekly choice cut out is expected to test the January low in the 350 to 355 area with select already 348.75. That threshold is already broken on the select side. Through Thursday, national negotiated cash cattle totaled 32,885 head compared to 49,392 at this point last week. Iowa 760 head at 229.95 and alive and 233 head at 365.86 dress. Nebraska 135 head at 230 and 656 head at 364.04 dress. Kansas 629 head at 230. Kansas cash is settling in the 229 to 230 range, roughly $8 to $9 below last week. The average August basis through Thursday was $4.74 cash over futures compared to $17.85 last year and $10.70 in 2024. Looking at the carcass weights, during the week of July 11th, carcass weights increased 5 pounds to 968 pounds on the steers, 38 pounds above last year and 53 pounds above 2024. Weights are heading higher into the fall and will stay at a premium to last year's levels. Negative feeder fat swap continues to add days and pounds to cattle on feed. On the cow side, beef cow slaughter has been well below 2025 for most of the year. The one exception is the week of July 3rd, when the beef cow slaughter came in 2,569 head above last year. That was the only week that so far exceeded the prior year. Year-to-date, total beef cow slaughter is 194,754 head below last year. Looking at the option pits yesterday here, the front end flipped Thursday, and after two straight days of loading protection, somebody rang the register on August downside and size. 1,000 lot August put spread sold, 500 August 230 put sold, plus two more in the money put spreads were unloaded. I'll pair that with the August 223 calls bought and at the money and the 400 cheap October 240 calls, and the message from the front of the board is clear. this break did its work, and the bad news is price so far. Whether it's profit taking on hedges that paid or an outright bet on a friendly number, the effect is the same. August positioning got less bearish the day before the report. The back end didn't get the memo. September 230-222 put spreads were bought, and the east diagonal selling October 210 puts to pay for December 216 puts says October holds, but December is where the trouble lives. One sentence for the road, FATS took profits on the break and got friendly up front, while the deferred FATS and the fall feeder fresh run got fresh floors. The trade will let today's report pick the direction, but it's paid up to survive either answer. For feeders, they made a low for the move Thursday at 338 and then formed a minor opposite Wednesday session, a V-shaped profile nearly indicating a value range. Wednesday was a V-shape as the longs left. Thursday, a V-shape as the buyers step back in. For Friday, I don't know. We're going to key off that 344.22 above here, and there's lots of room to roam higher. Below 341.50, shut the lights off when you leave, folks. In the FATS, Thursday crashed early and recovered late. If we take out 222.22 and hold it, the market should work materially higher from there. To keep it simple early, I'm keying off 221.70 and watching what happens. Bottom line, October post that upside reversal on Thursday. Technical indicators are deep and oversold and starting to turn. Kill is running 22,000 head below last week. The cutout is grinding toward the January low. And today at 2 o'clock, the cattle on feed report drops. Placements is the number, and the range of estimates is unusually wide. The option pit has been telling us all week that the professionals think is coming. Make sure you've had that protection conversation before the numbers hit. That's your cattle market update for Friday, July 24th. I'm Kyle Bumstead on KDHN. If you'd like to talk strategy in the cattle market, discuss cash trade, or just talk markets in general, give me a call at 308-708-7340. Y'all have a blessed weekend.
Futures trading involves the substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for all investors.